are you?
Good morning, Alex. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yes. Big smiles. Big smiles.
We made it.
Yeah, we did. Even though, I mean, for some of us working from home, it kind of feels just like another day. But I, you know, I try to get those Friday vibes going, you know?
Totally.
Okay, so I've scoured through social media. I've been through Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Excellent.
I didn't bother with the forums because that scares me. And I found some of the stuff that was getting shares and likes. I don't know if any of this is true or false. I thought that I would leave that up to your scientific opinion. Does that sound all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, so the first one. If I wear a mask, I won't get coronavirus.
Yeah, well, this is a really great question and a really interesting question. And I think there's, I'm not going to say true or false on this one. I think, you know, overseas, some countries where we have really high transmission, the US, some countries in Europe where we have really high levels of coronavirus, they're actually, the governments are saying people should wear masks. And obviously N95 masks and those really high protection masks should be reserved for healthcare workers in these sorts of situations. But there's nothing stopping people from either making your own mask or, if you can buy a surgical mask, wear one. Particularly if you have coronavirus, that will prevent you from spreading the virus to other people. Whether or not it prevents you from getting the virus is, it depends on the quality of the mask. But I think at the moment, in a country like the US, where, as I said, they've got really high levels, it's probably not a bad idea, because the other thing a mask can do is stop you from touching your face. And as we know, then, you know, that sort of stops transmission of the virus.
Something that I have a really big problem doing. So if you have coronavirus,
everyone does.
Yeah. So if you have coronavirus, definitely wear a mask, but it's not a bad idea to wear a mask anyway.
I think so. And we're starting to see more people wear masks, and it's starting to become a bit more culturally acceptable, which is interesting. So
now here's one that came
out on that one.
Jury's out on that one. So here's one that came out a little earlier this week, and I never quite found the answer to this. The virus can be spread through farts.
Sorry. that's a good one. I haven't heard that one before. No, I would say. So the virus is spread through respiratory droplets, and that means coughing, sneezing. If you're in the close vicinity of someone with the virus and they cough or sneeze, you'll be breathing in those droplets. Or if they sneeze onto a surface and then you go and put your hand on that surface and then touch your face, then you're kind of inoculating yourself. So farts, I don't think so, but okay. We haven't done the experiment, so I can't definitively say no.
Okay, but generally speaking, we should be okay.
Generally, yeah, fart away.
Okay, perfect. Now, here's one that I saw going around a couple of months ago quite a lot, actually. So if you, if someone coughs or sneezes around you and you think that you may have caught the virus, if you drink water straight afterwards, it'll push the virus from your mouth into your stomach, and the acids in your stomach will dissolve the virus.
No, I don't think so. So this virus is transmitted through, as we've been saying, respiratory droplets, and you inhale those into your nose and then directly into your lungs. I mean, drinking water is great just in general for our health, but it's not going to flush out the virus from your system.
Okay. Now, the virus can't survive in high temperatures. So if you think you have coronavirus or if you're worried about getting it, you should sunbake.
sorry, I shouldn't laugh. I wouldn't recommend people going out and sunbaking just to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Because, I mean, it's true, the virus can be inactivated at high temperatures. And so that's why we say, you know, wash your clothes in hot water, wash your dishes in really hot water, as hot as you can handle. So about 56 degrees and above, the virus will be inactivated. But in terms of you sunbaking, your body is 37 degrees anyway. So sunbaking and heating your body up by a tiny amount will not kill the virus, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yeah. It would be a lot easier if we could just all go and sit out in the sun and lizard the virus away.
I mean, look, sunlight is we know that we need a little bit of sunlight for vitamin D, and that's good for our immune system. But in terms of killing viruses, I wouldn't rely on that.
Perfect. All right. Well, Dr. Sasha, thank you so much for myth-busting some myths for us.
No problem, Dr. Alex.
Dr. Sasha Seltzer-Braid, a virologist at UNSW, and we're very lucky we have her on retainer. So if any of these kind of brought up some questions for you, if you are thinking, well, actually, I heard this and I'm not sure if that's right now, feel free to flick me an email, breakfast@2scr.com, or hit us up on any of our socials. And Dr. Sasha and I were chatting off air, and she mentioned that the World Health Organization have a Mythbusters page as well. So if there were other questions that you don't necessarily want to ask but you want to go and have a look at, you can always jump onto the World Health Organization website and have a look through there. Well, yeah, it is about that time that I jump on out of here. But I got a few tracks first. One first from Greta Stanley. Soak into this. Nighttime, city lights in the summer.